New Jersey Department of Health has eased restrictions at long-term care facilities, which will certainly open up visitations, group activities, provision of services. This is for residents fully vaccinated, something vital to make note of. Updated guidance falls in line with the CDC, Centers for Medicaid, and Medicare Services. New rules, they allow during a visit when both the visitor and the resident are fully vaccinated, residents and the visitors have actual close contact. Touching, removing face masks if they're alone in the resident's room or the designated visitation room. That's right, hugging will be allowed. Yes, we've turned that corner, haven't we? Fully vaccinated residents can choose to have close contact, like hugging, with their unvaccinated visitor. However, you both have to have a face mask. For that to happen, New Jersey Department of Health updated guidance on communal activities and dining for residents fully vaccinated are permitted to take part in group activity or communal dining without physical distancing and without wearing a face mask during that activity. As for the required routine testing of residents and staff to prevent COVID-19 from either entering or spreading in these locations, fully vaccinated staff are not required to be routinely tested except that facilities may elect to continue routine testing of staff. Staff have to undergo testing if there was an outbreak investigation at their facility or if they're, of course, experiencing any COVID-19 symptoms. As we recently talked about, vaccination rates among staffers lagging far behind that of residents. Residents are approaching the 90% vaccination rate, with the staff just about 50%. So there's quite a lot to deal with on that situation. Non-essential personnel like barbers, hairstylists are now permitted to enter only if the personnel are screened before entering and the facility has a protocol for services to be delivered safely, which have to include infection prevention, control precautions, physical distancing, hand hygiene, cleaning between clients, and the use of a well-fitting face mask. You would kind of hope that hand hygiene and cleaning between clients, that would be something that any barber or hairstylist would kind of already be clued in on. You would hope.